The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think we'll always have our daily battles with fear. But what letting go is, and learning to let go is, and really bringing ourselves to a place where we can truly begin to navigate these seas, is we have to change our foundation. Some of us have a foundation of fear. It's our home. It's our go-to. It's what we always go back to. And I've been there. And when we learn to let go, what we're doing is slowly cracking that foundation, digging it all up, and replacing it with the foundation of hope and faith.
The best piece of advice that I ever received is that you are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors leads to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind.
It's not on everybody else. It's on you. You have to make things happen. Nothing is going to be given to you. You cannot have any part of your mind that thinks, oh, someone will just do this for me. You cannot have that in your mind. You have to do things yourself. You have to create things. You have to make things happen. You have to do it yourself. No one's going to give it to you. No one is going to give it to you. And this doesn't mean you have to take from someone else. You have to build for yourself.
We all have this voice. It's the right or wrong voice. A lot of times that voice guides us into comfort. My voice guided me into comfort a lot. But I have this other voice I heard my whole life say, hey, Marker, what are you doing? We gotta go over here, where nobody's at. That's where victory's at.
Imagine walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. You wanna walk out that door a damn loser, or do you wanna walk out the door a winner? Like, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I went close to death. It sounds crazy, but you gotta give it that much. If you want results, otherwise, you'd be like everybody else. The majority of the population, they think they're praying hard. That was hard.
I found that I never found a single person who was successful who was not excellent at what they did. That competence, the commitment to becoming excellent in your chosen field, is an indispensable prerequisite for success. That if you are not good at what you do, you haven't got a chance in our competitive society unless you win the lottery. That success is predictable if you commit yourself to becoming excellent. It does a whole lot of other things within your mind, but if you commit yourself to becoming excellent, it changes everything about you. You must commit yourself to becoming the best. And the wonderful thing is that excellence is a journey. It's not a destination. You never get there. Complacency and satisfaction are the key enemies of excellence. But once you commit yourself to becoming excellent, the whole world opens up for you. This means simply this: do your best every time out and always strive to do it better. And what we do is we get to 90% done, and then we start to drag our heels. We start to put the paperwork aside. We start to think of excuses. We start to do what is fun and easy rather than what is hard and necessary.
This is it. This is the year that changes everything. And understand, the path to actually making progress and genuinely changing your life is quite simple. If you win enough days in your week, you win the week. If you win enough weeks in your month, you win the month. If you win enough months in your year, you win the year. And if you win enough years in your decade, you win the decade. You win enough of those, Well, congratulations, you simply beat life, right? But understand that everything is fully dependent upon the actions and the decisions that you take today. So choose your actions wisely.
I've been doing this for 2 years, I'm burnt out. Then you ain't got it, bro, okay? Because this is a long sprint. You are sprinting as fast as you can for your whole life, and you can't get around doing the work, and you're not gonna figure out how to do it. You're not the first person in the world that's gonna figure out how to do it without doing the hard shit and putting in the time. You are not going to do it. So you have to ask yourself, is this the life I really want? Do I really wanna pay that price? And what am I gonna get for it? What's it gonna cost me? Like, bro, it ain't for everybody. There is a reason it's rare. And the reason it's rare is because it's incredibly difficult. And it takes a long time. And it has to be the focus of your day, every single day. It'll punch you in the face 1,000 times in a row and not give a how bad you're hurting.
2025 is your last chance to become the person that you strive to be. This is it. You don't get another chance after this, because eventually you have to break the cycle, my friend. If you keep telling yourself you're gonna be something, new year, new me, right? Same person. We just can't keep happening. We gotta break the cycle. Otherwise, we'll never break it. The more time goes on that we exist within this dreadful cycle of stagnation, the harder it is to get out. You know, you gotta develop some sense of urgency here.
You must get serious about two very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions to ask. And for that all to work out like you want it to for the next 5 or 10 years, in my personal opinion, you've got to get serious.
Life has a way of making you feel small. When things go wrong, when you're struggling, when you've lost something or someone, when everything feels like it's falling apart, it's easy to believe that your circumstances define you, that the storm around you isn't just something you're going through, but something you are. But let me tell you something. You are not your circumstances. You are not your failures. You are not your heartbreaks. You are not your mistakes. You are not the job you lost, the relationship that ended, or the dream that didn't work out. These are things that happen to you. They are not who you are.
And yet, when life gets hard, it's easy to let those things become your identity. You start thinking, I'm the person who messed up. I'm the person who can't get it right. I'm the person who always loses. But those thoughts, they're lies. Lies that your circumstances whisper to you in the dark. Lies that keep you stuck in a version of yourself that you don't have to be. Here's the truth. Your circumstances are temporary. Who you are is not. Think about that for a moment. No matter how bad things feel right now, no matter how heavy the weight you're carrying, it's not permanent. Circumstances change. Seasons change. Life moves. And when the dust settles, when the storm passes, you'll still be here. You'll still have the chance to choose who you want to be, no matter what you've been through.
But separating yourself from your circumstances? That's a choice you have to make. The first step is to acknowledge where you are without attaching it to who you are. Yes, things might be hard right now. Yes, you might feel lost or stuck or broken. But those feelings don't define you, they're just part of your experience. And experiences, they come and go. Think about it like this. When you're in a storm, you don't become the storm. You're still you, standing in the middle of it, waiting for it to pass. Your circumstances are the storm, but you, you're the constant. You're the one who gets to decide how you respond, how you endure, how you grow.
Here's the thing. Your circumstances are just facts. What gives them meaning is the story you tell yourself about them. If you fail at something and tell yourself, I'm a failure, that's not the truth. That's the story you've created. The truth is simply this. You failed at something. That's it. That's all. But the story is powerful. It shapes how you see yourself, how you move forward, how you live. So if your story isn't serving you, change it. Rewrite it. Instead of, I'm a failure, try. I'm someone who learns from their mistakes. Instead of, I'm broken, try. I'm someone who's healing. The story you tell yourself about your circumstances is yours to write.
When life feels overwhelming, it's usually because we're focused on all the things we can't control. The past. Other people's actions. The unfairness of it all. But here's the thing. You don't control your circumstances, but you do control your response. You can choose to stay stuck, or you can choose to move forward. You can choose to let the pain define you, or you can choose to let it teach you. You can choose to focus on what you've lost, or you can choose to focus on what you still have. Every choice you make is a step away from your circumstances and toward the life you want to build.
If you don't want your circumstances to define you, then start creating the life that does. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You just have to start. What do you want your life to look like? What kind of person do you want to be? What values do you want to live by? Start there. Start with one small step, one choice, one action, one decision that moves you closer to the life you want. And remember this, the life you're building isn't just about where you're going. It's about who you're becoming along the way. The person who refuses to let their circumstances define them. The person who chooses hope over despair, action over excuses, growth over stagnation.
Your circumstances don't tell the whole story of who you are. They're just one chapter, one season, one piece of a much bigger picture. And that picture, it's still being painted. You are not your struggles. You are not your pain. You are not the things that have happened to you. You are the person who keeps going, the person who gets back up, the person who refuses to give up, no matter how hard it gets.
Never quit. Finish the race. Ever heard of learned helplessness? It's a psychological phenomenon that can happen from quitting too often. You quit once, you quit again, and then it becomes habit. Your brain learns that quitting is an effective way to avoid discomfort or difficulty, and it becomes a go-to response in challenging situations. It's all to do with the way the brain processes rewards and reinforcement. When a behavior is rewarded, the brain releases dopamine, which reinforces that behavior and makes it more likely to be repeated. In the case of quitting, the reward is the avoidance of discomfort or failure, which can be just as powerful a motivator as a positive reward. When faced with this dilemma, you must change the narrative in your mind. Bring it back to the intention. What was the intention? Well, you entered the race, so you intended to finish it. Go get it done.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, of Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.